This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear brothers and sisters, I would like to take you back to the second generation of Islam. And the Khalifa at that time was on his way to Mecca, and he tells his entourage that when we get to Mecca, you will meet the likes of a man that you have never met before. So they said, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what is it that makes him so unique?" And he said, "You'll just have to wait and see and find out." So as they arrive into Mecca, they start performing their tawaf. And as they're doing their tawaf, they run into Salim bin Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the grandson of Umar ibn Khattab, a pious ascetic man that was residing in Mecca at that time. So the Khalifa and his entourage, they go to Salim. And the Khalifa says, "Assalamu alaikum ya Salim, I am the Khalifa. Is there any need of yours that I can fulfill? Is there any debt that you have that I can pay off for you?" And Salim was an intelligent man. He always thought before he spoke. So he lowers his head and he thinks. And he raises his head. And he says, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, do you allow me to ask you a question before I answer your question?" And the Khalifa says, "Yes, of course." And Salim says that, "Imagine both you and I are guests in someone's house. And you have a need of yours that needs to be fulfilled. Would you ask a fellow guest or would you ask the host?" The Khalifa, without thinking, he says, "Obviously, I would ask the host." And Salim responds that, "Here we are, you and I, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his guests. How could I possibly ask anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my needs?" And he walked away. And the entourage got upset. They said, "Ya Khalifa, let us make an example of him. Let us imprison him. Let us give him lashes." And the Khalifa said, "Let him be. We will catch up with him later." So they finish their umrah and they go outside of the masjid. And again, the entourage and the Khalifa are waiting for Salim to come out. So Salim comes out and the Khalifa comes up again and he says, "Assalamu alaikum ya Salim. Is there any need that you have that I can fulfill? Is there any debt that you have that I can pay off?" Salim again lowers his head and he thinks. And he raises his head and he says, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, may I ask you a question before I answer your question?" And the Khalifa says, "Yes, of course." And he says, "This wealth that you have, do you actually own this wealth or are you merely appointed over it?" Now the Khalifa learned his lesson the first time. So the Khalifa too lowers his head and he thinks and he thinks and he thinks, but nothing is coming to his head. So he raises his head and he says that, "I have merely been appointed over it and I do not own it." And Salim says, "If that is truly the case, should I ask the one that is appointed or the one that owns the keys to the treasures of the heavens and the earth and everything in between, Ar-Razak?" And Salim walked away. And the Khalifa turns to his entourage and says, "Did I not tell you you're going to meet the likes of a man that you've never met before?"